China avoids direct answer on supporting Maduro in Venezuela. By Francis Martel on January 25, 2019. The Chinese Foreign Ministry issued multiple comments on Thursday and Friday supporting peaceful dialogue and a political solution in Venezuela but refusing to answer definitively if it recognizes dictator Nicolás Maduro as the president of the country. China's Communist Party has long been a traditional ally of the socialist Maduro dictatorship, though it has also not hesitated to attack Venezuela when Maduro has failed to make payments on bilateral trade deals. China's tepid support for Maduro this week, following Beijing failing to congratulate Maduro on his inauguration early this month following a fraudulent election, contrasts significantly with enthusiastic support from Turkey, Russia, and other autocratic regimes. Maduro ceased being the head of Venezuela's government on Wednesday when National Assembly President Juan Guaido took an oath of office and became the nation's president. Articles 333 and 350 of the Venezuelan Constitution require that the Venezuelan people cease to recognize a government that disrupts the democratic order or violates human rights. Guaido invoked this constitutional mandate, and the fact that the National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution left in the country, to take office. Most of the Western Hemisphere and many countries in the free world have recognized Guaido as president. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying received multiple questions from reporters Thursday regarding China's stance on the situation in the Latin American country. She initially answered only that China wishes for the Venezuelan people to self-determine their political fates and for the United States to stay out of the issue. "We have been closely following the current situation in Venezuela and call upon all relevant parties to stay rational and cool-headed and seek a political solution to the issue of Venezuela through peaceful dialogue within the framework of the Venezuelan Constitution," Hua said. China supports the efforts made by the Venezuelan government to uphold national sovereignty, independence and stability. China always upholds the principle of non-interference in other countries' internal affairs and opposes foreign interference in Venezuela's affairs. On U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Guaido as president, Hua stated, "China hopes that all relevant parties in Venezuela can bear in mind the fundamental interests of their country and people," noting that a Chinese envoy attended Maduro's false inauguration but not stating that China recognizes Maduro as president. Hua then refused to directly answer whether China does recognize Maduro or not. "A, like I said just now, many countries including China as well as international organizations had sent representatives to attend the inauguration ceremony of President Maduro on this January 10. China supports the efforts made by the Venezuelan government to uphold national sovereignty, independence and stability." Hua again refused to offer a direct statement of support to Maduro on Friday. "The Venezuela's sick affairs must be and can only be chosen and decided by the Venezuelan people," she told reporters. "China is opposed to foreign interference in Venezuela's affairs, threatening to use military intervention in particular." Government-run media have also avoided referring to any direct support to Maduro personally. The Global Times highlighted Hua's antagonism towards the United States, citing Communist Party-approved experts claiming that a hypothetical U.S. invasion not only would China's interests be harmed but the security of neighboring countries in the region. The Global Times notes that the National Assembly has invoked the Venezuelan Constitution to move Maduro out of office and failed to use the word coup to describe the transition, which most Maduro allies have used. Given Hua's insistence that China supports peaceful dialogue within the framework of the Venezuelan Constitution, this emphasis does not indicate China rejects the opposition's moves. In contrast, the government of Russia has offered full support to Maduro, accusing the government of the United States of trying to act as the ruler of other people's destinies and actually meddling in their domestic affairs. In remarks Friday, Maduro claimed that Russia was interested in deepening military cooperation with his regime. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also lent his support, referring to Maduro as brother and asking him to stand tall, "Turkey stands with you." Following Erdogan's remarks, pro-Erdogan Turks flooded social media with messages of solidarity to the socialist autocrat. China has spent years attempting to cultivate an economic relationship with Venezuela but cautiously opting out when their investments appeared at risk due to Maduro's mismanagement of the economy. Most recently, in September, China lent Venezuela $5 billion, with the intent of having it paid back in crude oil. China also agreed to a strategic alliance on gold mining, according to a Venezuelan minister. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.